Okay, let us now have a look at processes in ARIS. Okay, we go to the caterer group, to the subgroup processes, and here I have constructed one very simple sales process, this one. It looks like this. First, an order request arrives, it's an event. Then there is a parallel flow. You both check the customer credit and the goods availability. Then credit might be okay or not okay, and it will continue down here as usual in an EPC diagram. Well, let us now see. In this diagram we have a number of different elements, and some of these elements have already been defined in earlier models. For example, if we look at the functions here and at this sales function tree, then we have check customer credit as one object here, which occurs also here. We have check goods availability, and that we also have here. So they are in fact related to each other. And the same goes for the organizational units here. For example, the financial department is defined here under organization, but occurs also here in this EPC diagram. This one, for example, says that the financial department, it carries out the checking of customer credits. So let me show then how we utilize this interaction between different models. And I will do that by creating a new sales process, a new variant of this one. In fact, if we look now at this sales function, so we will see that there is one function, validate order. This one does not occur in the sales process. So let me create a new model that really includes this validate order also. Okay, in order to do that, I right-click processes here. I say new model. And then I should just have some process model. And okay, that is marked here. So I take EPC. Okay, then I have to give it some name. I say sales with validate. That's how I call it. Okay. Okay, now we get up a new window here where I can construct this new diagram. Okay, the start of this could be that an order request arrives. So I can take this one from here and put it up there. And as you note, now I don't have to take or construct anything new, I use an existing element. Then I would like that directly after that we should have this validate order. So I drag that one out from the functions, put it there. So now this validate order that we see here in the navigation bar, it's the same as this validate order here. So this ensures that we get consistency between the different models. Okay, so now I also connect these ones to each other. Order request arrived and it's followed by validate order. And after that, let us see, what did we do earlier? Then we had an AND split here. So I put in this AND, put it there. Oh no, I have to click it. And then drag and then click again to release it. Okay, then we should just connect to this one. After this validate order, there were two other functions that should start. We should have check customer credit, so I drag that one out, yes, and we should have check goods availability, so I drag that one out also like this. And then I should relate them to each other with these relationships. So we do it like that. We take that one also, relate it like this. Okay, and then we simply continue in this way. But the important point here is that you don't have independent diagrams, but the different diagrams work towards the same or works on the same model, and you reuse elements from different diagrams in new diagrams, just as we did here.